Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
Well, this is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
Yeah,
I keep me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
All out here for a pill. I want to find a thing to save my life. So I hustle, hustle.
It ain't over for me. No, it ain't over for me.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Money!
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got a fantasy Q&A session going down. We're just going to be talking sports in general, talking to the crew, seeing what's up. Let's see who's up in the chat. Well, first off, Song over on Rumble, showing some love, getting a $5 super chat in there. Everybody go follow on Rumble. Go hit the like, go hit the subscribe. If you watch on the internet, like if you just watch on Google Chrome, like on your phone, you can actually, and you subscribe, you get access to all the what's called the channel specific emojis as well. I just figured that out recently. And I know you had a trade song, so we'll cover that in a second. What up, Bakes? He says, shake and bake, motherfuckers. Let's get it. Derek, salute. Drive safe, bro. Song's on YouTube as well. You the man. Stranger, shout out to the Hootay Nation. What up, my brother? There you go. All right, let's see. All right, Bakes at work early. Let's get it. Peacock in the house. It's a busy work morning, but I'll be listening in the background. Appreciate you, brother. Nice. Derek got his new Peacock shirts. There we go. Like it. All right, let me see. What did let's see. Derek says from Mark K believes that the Steelers RB Corduroy Patterson would have a bigger role than being a specialist. Interesting. Interesting. Steelers Cam Sutton has been suspended 8 games due to the violation of personal conduct policy. What the hell did he do? What the hell did he do? Yeah, Song said, yeah, until he gets hurt. Don't be talking about corduroy pimping like that.
Get on the...
Hey. Whose son was arrested in March, charged with 1 count of misdemeanor domestic battery. After further investigation, the league determined that Sutton violated the personal conduct policy. I mean, if it was, you know, domestic battery, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter who the domestic battery is on, but if it was, you know, on a female, yeah, he deserves it, man. I mean, if it's male on male battery, I mean, I kind of got to hear the story before I just, like, you know, blindly side with someone. But if it's a woman, I mean, yeah, for sure, like 1,000,000%. He needs to be getting suspended and they need to be setting that precedent. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, let's see. Where is Song's trade at? So this, it just happened in the number 10 Superflex IDP Dynasty. Just started. Where's the draft at in this one? It's in like round four, I believe. So Song, he trades the 303, which was Brock Purdy. He trades the 303 and let me see. So trades away the 303, the 903, and the 1503. So there's 19 starters, right? Yeah, 10 on offense, 9 on defense. 19 starters. So, I mean, all of those picks that he traded away, I mean, those could potentially be starters. And then Song receives the 411, the 611, and a 2025 first. I mean, it obviously depends on who you pick with the 411 and the 611. I feel like this is just a super even trade. I mean, you do get the first round pick next year, and that's good. But you got to give up your guy Purdy to get it. Let me go see. Let's see. Who did Song grab? Song grab Nico. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, well, one, if I was you, I would have probably not sold Purdy. I feel like I would have wanted more. I feel like I would have. So, even trade. Now, I guess it depends on who you get with that 611 for sure. You're already building towards next year, which is nice. But I know you like Purdy as well. I feel like it's too even to give up a guy like Purdy. I feel like maybe he can't go higher in value. It seems like he's already like reaching a peak, especially because of CMC. But I feel like you didn't sell him as his peak. What up, River? In a dynasty startup, what round do you start trading back? Shit, in a dynasty startup, I'll trade my first rounder away, but it's got to be for a huge ass haul. I've done that before. Won championships because of it before. There's no pick that you will trade away that you will get more value than trading your first rounder away and not swapping first rounders. I'm talking you try to get like four to five picks potentially in the 10 to 12 rounds. And yeah, maybe you give up some, maybe you give up some later picks as well, but first round, that's what I'm trying to trade back right away, but it's got to be for a haul. I'm gonna say it again, like I see people trade away first round picks for like nothing, like that's just a waste. Like, why wouldn't you just take the top guy and then you can get better trade value, you know, from that person when the season starts or whatever. So yeah, it's really all about finding the riding on that fine line of making a fair trade or making a trade where you outright win. And a lot of times, if you have to ask, you're definitely not outright winning. But I feel like if you give up the better player, the other person should be overpaying no matter what. Like, fuck fair, you know, like I think with like Song's trade that I just read out, like it's a fair trade. I hate fair trades. I don't want to give up the better player and make a fair trade because then that means I probably lost. River said, well, I'm in round three already at the 11th spot. No third round reversal. Well, even if there was a third round reversal, round three, you know, you're already, you're already there. I would be willing to move back almost at any point. It just depends on how far you're moving back and how many picks you get. That's what it comes down to, because if you're trading back, that means someone is trading up to get the better player that they probably won't have the opportunity to get based on wherever their next pick is. So that's just what you like really have to remember too. Like, you could trade back at any time, but like, I see people also where they like, they trade back. And then it's like, you get to like the part where like people have their offensive starters filled up and you have like all these crazy ass picks, but you don't have any like really good players. So that's also the fine line, is like, you can't keep trading back as opposed to like picking like solid picks. And Derek, he said, you won the 21 last year because I traded for that first with you. And that was a big haul for sure. And it was what, a top three pick, top four pick. I mean, it was super valuable. I'm pretty sure you got Josh Allen like with that. And it's crazy because that league I won a championship with. I got a little bit lucky for sure. I'm not going to lie, because there was other teams that could have beat me if they would have made it to the championship, but they lost a week before, you know, the championship. But yeah, that my QBs got injured and they all sucked in that league. But because I had so many good like extra starters that I shouldn't have got, if I wouldn't have made that trade, it made all the difference in the world as far as like the depth. And that's why you want to trade away your first or second rounder if you can get a huge haul. And Derek said, I'll never trade for a first round pick in a startup again. Lesson learned. Well, it's not that you shouldn't. But more often than not, I mean, I feel like you have to hit on your picks. Like, you can't just trade back and then not hit on your picks. But like, we can even go look at that one specifically, because I like reminiscing on leagues that I won a championship in. Let's go see what it turned into. Oh, hold on. Can't even look at it that way. I got to go into the app to find it, because that's like three drafts ago in that league. All right, let me get the link to that draft. And River said, I put my first on the board, didn't get any offered a whole lot, so I just picked. I feel it, and hey, I'm with you. If you don't get a good enough offer, I'm not saying just blindly trade it back. That's for sure. Because I would not want to give up a first just for nothing. All right, let's see. All right. Here we go. Almost got the link. And this was last year. It wasn't this year. This was one of those that worked out the way that it was supposed to. That's for sure. All right, come on. Hurry up and give me this link. Oh, my gosh. It's taking forever to send it to my computer. There we go. What up, Emil? Salute. Bake said, or you could be crispy and trade away Bijan for what became the 106, 110, and the 111. Kind of regret that. He said, oh, Bijan. Better break out, damn it. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. All right. So here's what it was. I traded the 104 to Derek, 104 and whatever the hell that is, and the 116 for, and he got to keep his first rounder. So that's like another thing. Like when you get two first rounders, like if you swap first rounders, you're not going to get that much. I traded all the way out of it. And Daniel Jones, fuck, man. Had I only picked, like, I don't know, Saquon Barkley, had I only picked Jared Goff, I picked Daniel Jones over Jared Goff. What the fuck is wrong with me? But I got stupid Danny Pesos. Somehow I won the championship, even though I really lost with that. But man, Tyreek, I already had him on Raw, and then I swooped Tyreek as well. Got Derrick Henry super late, Zaire Franklin. I mean, that's not really late, but I mean, what a hit. What a hit on Zaire Franklin. And man, all my QBs got hurt. Look at this. Danny Pesos, Kirk Cousins, and Aaron Rodgers. Like, how? If I would have had Jared Goff, I would have won this league with ease. I fucking idiot, dude. Sam Darnold. I might have traded. I think I traded for Minshew, is what it was. Yeah, I traded for Minshew somewhere in that season. Damn, I can't believe that. I almost fucked up that whole thing. Danny Pesos over Jared Goff. What a fucking moron I was. I know Kyler Murray was like hurt last year, but man, Danny Pesos. I must have been really fucking high during that draft. I must have been really fucking high during that draft. And River Wayne said, Franklin almost carried me to a chip last year. I mean, Zaire Franklin's so fucking good. I mean, I've been telling people about him since it was Shaq Leonard over there, and Shaq Leonard got hurt, and I was like, this guy's Zaire is about to be the man. Trust me, because look at how people just step in over there and just like in the middle linebacker spots, or, you know, just the interior linebackers, and they just kill it. I know, still won. I got lucky, man. I got lucky. I won't lie, because if Bogey makes the championship, he definitely beats me, but his team was not good enough to make the championship. It shit the bed in week 16. So I got a little lucky, not gonna lie. And I mean, to have all three of your quarterbacks get hurt, and then yeah, I traded for Minshew somewhere along the way, like that definitely carried me, because I only had one QB. I mean, Cousins was killing it for a while though, you know. So I mean, I know he carried me the first half of the season. That team's about to be good this year, man. We won the championship last year, kind of backdoored our way into certain positions. Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Damn, Lee sent me a whole bunch of info on the WWE. WWE has announced that they'll be adding esteemed broadcaster Joe Tessitore. To a team paid with Wade Barrett, Cody Graves. I don't even know the fuck that. Who is that? Is he from AEW or something? Old school WCW? What the hell? He's an ESPN fucking analyst or commentator? What the fuck? And Derek said, you want a dynasty with Danny Dimes? Oh, my. In the fucking IR. He gets no credit. He gets no credit. He was a second round pick that I fucking wasted. Man, what a waste of a pick. I cannot believe that. Like, have you guys ever gone back and look at some of your dynasty? Like, I've done a lot of dynasty drafts, and that was like, let me see, we started with number 17 last year, so what, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. That was my fifth dynasty draft last year, and what the fuck, dude? Like, I just I want to do the Jericho. I will never, ever be that stupid again. Like, what the fuck? I remember even after I made the pick, and I was like, why? Why did I fucking do that? I'm pretty sure I was on the stream talking shit about myself making that pick. Like, why? And he was not on the active roster. He was not on the active roster. He was not on the active roster. Rivers said, man, had like 14 solo tackles a game for like the first 12 weeks. I mean, he's a beast, man. Like, he's ever since Shaq Leonard got hurt and like pretty much broke his back, like in the fucking preseason or whatever. I mean, he's been killing it ever since. They did not need Shaq Leonard after that. And he pretty much, that was like the end of his career, like getting hurt. Like, I know he's still trying to get out there like now, but he's like done, man. That back injury was no bueno. And yeah, Zaire Franklin, he's going to be so good for so many years. Let's just hope that he just stays with the Colts. And this is going to be another big year for him. Like, they're going to be doing a lot of grinding on the other side, a lot of ground and pound. And like, he's like the perfect linebacker on the other side of that, because the Anthony Richardson, watch, he's going to be throwing some INTs. Zaire Franklin's going to be out there making some plays again. Nice. River says, my first year doing Dynasty. Nice. Welcome to the Dynasty. It is so fun, man. It is so fun. He said, I'm in three now, two of them paid. Nice. Nice. Are you in any of the ones that I'm hosting? Because I know I posted this link in like some of the leagues that are drafting and stuff right now. And I don't know everybody's Christian name who's in there. Some people, a lot of people, I just know their sleeper name. So are you in one of the ones that that I host? Bake said you fell in love with Danny Dumbass. Legs didn't get you. So I still feel he can run if we get a better L-line. No, he's a bum. He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now. I need to get that drop from Scarface. River said no, but I can be in if you got more. Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah, we got more. So I was there's three style of dynasties that I was hosting. Well, four styles. One of them's a little bit more expensive, but one's for $30. Single QB, offense only, super flex, offense only, and then super flex with IDP. And I've created 10 of the single QBs, 10 of the super flex IDPs. And like, the super flex offense only is like just the by far the most popular one. Now, there's a league that literally just filled, but I have a huge Facebook group, and like, I'll post the links in there. So sometimes, like, if I don't know the people, like, until they pay, like, their spot really isn't guaranteed, because I've had so many people who come in the league, who join, and then they just ghost. Like, we don't hear from them, they don't pay. So like, to keep this revolving door moving of leagues that I'm creating, I overfill the league sometimes. And really, if you come in and you pay first, your spot's going to be guaranteed. The people who've had days and days and days to pay and they don't say anything, they are easily replaceable. And there's other leagues that I got that they could join as well. But yeah, if you want to get into a super flex offense only dynasty, it's a $30 buy-in. Oh, never mind. And actually, someone just quit. Someone just bounced. They said they're not a big fan of using LeagueSafe, so they left. So I actually have a spot as of now. I'll throw the link in the chat for anybody. And there will be more than one spot. There's still a handful of people. One of the dudes actually caught COVID, so he might not even want to be in this one. I'll ask him just to be sure. But so we may have a few spots. See, Darren likes, he's a bum then and he's a bum now. I really need that. I gotta write that down. We gotta get that drop from Scarface. He's a no good. I can get a couple from those. No, Gina, he's a no good. Oh man. How you doing the draft? So I use, yeah, Derek, I mean, apparently Bake said it's a lot more light than it used to be. It's only a couple days versus a couple weeks. But yeah. And, so the draft order is determined by a simulated 100 yard dash. And that is on 100yardrush.com. and it's a third round reversal. Let's see what else. Paid on league safe. Championship ring for the winner. Another quaalude. She will love me in the morning. And what is it? And I feel like it's another quaalude. She's gonna love me again. Like someone changed that. What was that on? On Friday. Another quaalude. She love me in the morning. So maybe they had to. Maybe they had to change it to not copy the Scarface line. But in Scarface, it was, yeah. What did he say? Another quaalude. She's gonna love me again, man. And the draft. It's a slow draft. 4 hour max per pick, and that gives time. People time to pick who maybe they're at work, gives time for people to work out draft trades, draft pick trades, because that's like the most fun part of the dynasty leagues. And pretty much starting as soon as everyone pays, there's four people who have paid right now. We've only been filling this league for a few days, four people who paid. And as of now, there's 11 people in, but one of the guys, like I said, he caught COVID. He might not even want to get in this draft. He might get in the next one instead. Hollywood said, slow drafts are the devil. Peacock said, I won my dynasty last year with Joe Flacco leading the way. Woo! Plugged in guys like Stidham, Keenum, Mills.
Let's get it on.
And to fill the other spots. Yeah, last year I feel like, almost feel like we're not going to have like years like that too often. Where like, I mean, I won. You're talking about winning with Joe Flacco, with Stidham, with Keenum. I mean, I'm assuming it's a super flex league. I mean, I won with Gardner Minshew, only having one QB that was actually healthy. Like my other three that I had, my three starters. Like actually, like all got hurt, you know. Like, man, it's just. I don't think we're gonna see another season like this for a while. Where, like, I mean, literally, like, we could go down like the list of all the QBs. I mean, let's go down the list and let's see like how many QBs like got seriously hurt and injured like last year. Let's see. Hollywood said Danny Dimes is going to kill it for best ball just because I took him in last night's draft. Okay, so I'll just go in order of the teams in what's it called. Yeah, and see, and I'm not even talking about that, Peacock. I'm not even talking about missing two games, you know, but like, let's talk about, I mean, talk about Kyler, you know, I mean, I'm just going to go in order of alphabetical order. I mean, Kyler wasn't there the whole year. I mean, he was there for, I mean, the second half. Falcons. I mean, that's as injured as you could get, I would say. I guess Bryce Young, I mean, he didn't get injured, but he definitely missed a couple games because of just not producing. Justin Fields, I mean, he was there pretty much the whole year. Dak Prescott is pretty much the whole year. Jared Goff was. Jordan Love was. Didn't Stafford got hurt last year, right? All right, Derek made it back home. Let's go. Minnesota, I mean, shit, Cousins got hurt. Derek Carr stayed healthy pretty much for the season, right? And shout out to Albert. What up, bro? Giants, I mean, we all know what happened to Danny Pesos. Guess Hurts played. Purdy actually played. Geno. Tampa. Who was there for Tampa? Baker. Washington, I mean, that was hit or miss. That was all the NFC teams. Baltimore, I mean, Lamar was good. Allen wasn't injured, but he definitely got hurt. Burrow, I mean, we know what happened to him. I mean, he was hurt and then hurt from like before game one and then missed. And then Deshaun Watson hurt from game one and then missed. Broncos, I mean, Wilson played, but yeah, it was all bad. We got CJ Stroud. Then we got Anthony Richardson, all bad. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, not a good year. Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. I guess Herbert didn't get hurt. Dolphins. Yeah, I guess Tua didn't really get hurt last year, did he? Patriots. I mean, definitely it was all bad. Oils Country 93. What up? What up? What's going down over on Twitch? Thanks for following. Get your fantasy football questions in, and we're just talking sports in general. Steelers. I mean, there are some injuries over there amongst bad things. Tennessee Titans, some injuries amongst bad things. I guess I wasn't really counting. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 teams in the AFC had their QBs getting hurt. Then the NFC, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, so what's that? About 14 teams didn't have any kind of consistent QB play last year due to injuries. That's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy. Oh, so my buddies and I decided to do a dynasty this year. Super flex PPR, let's go. That's the way to do it. And it said, no clue who to pick. I have the second pick. Give me your roster construction. Just throw that in a comment, you know, QB, two RBs, two wide receivers, whatever it is. Put your starting lineup in there. Position wise. And then let me know QB scoring. Is it just default QB scoring where it's 4 points passing touchdown, 25 yards per point? Let me know those couple things. That'll steer me one way or the other. Derek said, I don't know why I have to say this, and Peacock's going to hate me for this, but I have a gut feeling that Stephon Diggs is going to lead the team in receiving in a major way. It will shock everyone. Well, see, that's what's crazy, because I don't feel like it would shock everyone, but I don't think there's too many people who don't think that Nico is going to be the main guy this year. So I am with you on that, Derek. I mean, Diggs has been doing this for a lot of years. He's been doing this for a lot of years. One QB, two RBs, two wide receivers, one tight end, super flex, default QB scoring. Okay. So you don't need to pick a QB right away, because you can wait and get guys like Jared Goff and T-Law and all that. You could probably wait a couple rounds on guys like that. Now, this is going to come down to what you want to do. I'm going to give you two options here. This is what you are going to want to do. Do you want to go balls to the wall? I'm going all out this year. Or do you want to be not go balls to the wall, but you want to win this year, but you also want to be building for the future at the same time? Balls to the wall, shit on my friends. Or build to win this year, but also we're building for the future at the same time. Let me know what your philosophy would be on what you want to do there, and I'll tell you who I would pick and why. Derek said, just a feeling. You guys remember Road Trip, where they find the fucking, they find the car that's exploded, and then the forensic guy, he was like what to the parents who are right there. He's like, you know, I got a feeling that someone was raped and murdered here last night. And the daddy looks out, what the hell gives you that kind of idea? He's like, just a feeling. All right. So Oil says builds for the future. So if you're building for the future, you go wide receiver. I don't know who the first pick is going to be. Could be a QB, could be a wide receiver, could be CMC for all we know. Probably not, though. I'd go Amon Ra. If you can get Amon Ra right there, that's where I'd be going. Amon Ra would be my number one dynasty wide receiver. I mean, if he gets taken first overall, then you maybe go to like a Justin Jefferson. But I'm going wide receiver, though. I'm going wide receiver. You want to stack your wide receivers, and wide receivers will probably be the position that's drafted most. You'll be able to get some you'll be able to get some decent QBs, whether it's second, third, fourth, fifth round. There'll be guys there, maybe older guys, but still it will you know, it'll be guys who will be able to get you over the hump for a few years. And most dynasty leagues don't even last 3 years. I mean, if it's a group of your friends, you know, you guys all know each other forever, like that's a little bit different. But yeah, it is. I'm taking a wide receiver there for sure. That's what I'd do. What? Derek said he'd never seen Road Trip. What the fuck, man? When did Road Trip come out? Came out 2000. It's pretty much like the college version of American Pie, man. What? fucking love that movie, man. Derek, that might have to be the next watch party right there. And Beg said, just win, baby. Song said, I think all three wide receivers in Houston going to eat all year long. CJ going to be slinging at 5K yards, 35 plus touchdowns. Man, the expectations are so high for CJ. the expectations are so high for CJ. I almost think he's not going to be able to live up to these expectations. I mean, fuck, 5K and 35 plus like touchdowns, like, whoo. I mean, come on, man. You're talking historical like seasons at that point. You know, Tino said 5K is a lot for sure. And even if he gets, I don't know, 4,600, 4,500, I bet people who said 5K would be okay with that. But yeah, 5K, I'm not saying it's not realistic. Like we've seen Patrick Mahomes do it multiple times. We've seen Brady do it multiple times. And Brady did not do it back in 07. He only did it now. But yeah, and Tina said, I only think like five people throw him for 5K. But Drew Brees did it five times. Man, Drew Brees is the fantasy football goat. Like for that 5K, five times. Whoo, if you, any QB league that you played in, if you had a QB go for 5K, like you probably won. Like I remember fucking Chipoka Waka, that son of a bitch. Like he had Big Ben during his 5,000 yard season, and I usually picked Big Ben to troll him, be like, all right, now you gotta cheer for my team, motherfucker. But I didn't do it that year. But yeah, see, Derek says he's seen American Pie but not man, that's blasphemous that you've seen American Pie and not Road Trip. Hey, Texan Stevie, you motherfucker, he said why would I want advice from you, or why should I want to take your advice? Because if you don't, you're not gonna win. How about that, Texan Stevie? If you don't, you're not gonna win. Oh man. And Tino says, is it possible Dak is trying to throw for 6,000 this year? I mean, you got no run game, right? Got no run game. I mean, shit, Zeke. I mean, he might throw down 600 or 700 yards, but man, what's Rico Dowdle really gonna do? Is Rico Dowdle gonna go for 600 or 700 yards, like as well, in addition? Like, come on. I doubt it. Look at Banks, you spelled Jordan Love wrong, song. Derek said, five time. And my Booker T voice looking at the end with the big ass eyes. Oh, man. Let's see. Where is that?
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker.
And Texan Stevie said, I won without you before you. I don't believe it, bro. Show me the proof. I don't believe it. You've been watching the show for a while. I don't believe it. Booker T always had the big ass bug eyes. I'm so high right now, I have to like force it. And the shaking of the head and the dreads. Booker T's the man.
Can you dig it, sucker?
Oh man. All right. Well, what else are we gonna talk about besides Texan Stevie's team sucking? Oh man. Oh, I got a couple videos. Let me find one. What do I got here? Oh, since Tino's here, Tino, check this out, bro. You guys have been talking up Micah Parsons an awful lot, but you know what? He's not even that good as a defensive lineman. He can't move the line when you got real competition on the other side. Here's my proof. Look at him. That dude's like half his size. Can't even move him. He's laughing at him. Who's tickling?
I need someone in my weight class. class. And go like this. Go to weight class.
CJ Stroud, like not having it. Look at that. Look at that. Little man. Let me show it one more time for you guys. This is why I'm not drafting Michael Parsons this year. Can't move the line at all.
I need someone in my weight class. And go like this. Weight class. Tell him go like this.
In his weight class.
Can you tell him go like this?
That dude's not some 500-pound sumo. Tino said they need a permanent show. They do. Like, fuck football, man. They get paid way more having a fucking, having a crazy viral podcast. Like, they could probably, I'm not saying they could be Pat McAfee, but I'm just saying, like, they're both, like, pop culture icons, for sure. Both really great at what they do. And they have, Big said that dude's a sumo wrestler. Yeah. And guess what? Michael Parsons, no leverage, no technique, no technique. That dude's fucking laughing at him. He's laughing at him. And Tino said they're better than Pat McAfee. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I would watch their show. I don't really watch the Pat McAfee show too much. Like, I can't watch it in, like, you know, I can't watch, like, the whole show. Like, I'll watch little segments and I'll watch different interviews and stuff that he does, but. Yeah, he's not he's not my flavor, I guess. But yeah, Micah and CJ, that shit would be dope. And like, I guess, like, could they get away with it? Like, guys on, because I mean, Travis Kelce and his brother, right? His brother Travis, like, they're on opposing teams, but because they're brothers, you know, there's kind of like no issue like behind it. If CJ and Micah both started a podcast together, like right now, like official podcast, there might be people hating on it, but I don't think there'd be like, especially with if they like, depending on the players, you know, that they get to come on there for interviews, like no one could really hate on it that much. Cause I think that that would be fire. And I think, I mean, I know everyone here would think that's fire. Yep, I know. Texan Stevie's gone in the seventh round in Dynasty. I mean, in these best balls, 7, 8, 9th round, you know, shit like that. That's one, another reason why I won't have him. Got to get him too high. And, you know, I'm joking about the video. You know, like, that video is not making me drop him, like, in my, like, that's not the reason why I'm not going to have him. It's because he goes too high. That's me just joking about it. Bakes, I'm gonna send Tom Telesco to Japan to recruit future O linemen, fucking wall of sumo wrestlers, right? Like, remember in the Replacements, the offensive lineman that they got, Jumbo, he was a sumo wrestler. All right, let's see it. Derek says Booker T's best entrance. Oh, what? It says video isn't available anymore. Let me see. I might just have to click it to open it. Look like it shortened it. Oh, shit, son. Booker T versus The Rock. WCW title match. All right. We'll get this in a sec. I believe that sumo wrestler is facing the 7-time world champ as well. Tim says only able to shoot for, they would only be able to shoot for 2 months, maybe during the off season. It'd have to be a show like they do now. No, not true, man. Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce, man, they did their pod weekly. They weren't in the same place. They were doing it, you know, just like we do the podcast remotely with other people jumping on. So, like, if they wanted to, they really could. Tino said, I think that sumo dude was only 26 as well. I mean, he looked like a baby face. That's for sure. All right, let's see it, Derek. Uh-oh.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall. It's for the WC. Introducing first, accompanied by the owner of WCW, Shane McMahon, from Houston, Texas, weighing 251 pounds, the WCW champion, Booker.
Hey, Duke Benson.
The WCW champion. In my opinion, the most electrifying man in sports entertainment today.
Booker T always had the fire.
The spinneroonie, Booker T. Now, can
Sucker.
You
beat that? Sucker. Big pardon. I'll tell you one thing. The guy's a great athlete. He's a hell of a competitor in the ring, but I don't think I can agree with this spinneroonie business being the most electrifying move in sports entertainment, but you certainly have a right to your opinion. I know this. Booker T has never been in an environment like SummerSlam. He has never
Pam said Booker T is awesome. Hell yeah.
Against Five times. The Rock. So we'll find out what kind of man the Book is here tonight.
He just screams, sucker.
Well, the Rock is going to find out tonight exactly what the Book is cooking.
SummerSlam. Woo. So I heard that Triple H said on the Pat McAfee show that I don't know if it's this year or if it's in the future, like starting next year, that SummerSlam is also going to be a two-day event like WrestleMania. That's crazy. I mean, I bet all the big four end up turning into two-day events. I mean, if they can make it to where they can sell out two nights in a row, like why not? Tina said, you watch the Raw Room Huss? No. What's that? Yeah, Derek, no lie. And I feel like all the main ones, I mean, starts with WrestleMania. It's already proven. Like, shit, I'm going next year, and I'm going to be buying tickets for both days for me and Noble. We've already talked about it. I'm nervous on how expensive it's going to be. I mean, shit. Lincoln Financial, they got a lot of seats, man, at the Allegiant. They only have 65,000 seats. I'm super nervous about that because it's probably going to be hella expensive, but we're going to figure it out. We're going to throw it on a credit card. We're going to figure out a way to pay that back. Pam said they're really milking that. Yeah, for sure. I mean, WrestleMania is the only one doing it right now, but I like the idea of the two-day pay-per-views. I mean, maybe not going to it and paying for it, you know, but yeah, WrestleMania, we're going to do it. I've literally been waiting for my entire life to do it. Noble's so spoiled. He's going to go to WrestleMania as an 8-year-old. I've literally been waiting. It's going to be damn near 40 years of my life that I'd been waiting to go. I mean, WrestleMania 41, I'm going to be 39 like next year. So like literally as long as WrestleMania existed, man. And, but yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I'm excited. Derek said, I missed it when it was here in Philly last year. Yeah, and so our man Hollywood Cole, he said he went, and him and his wife, and I believe he said it was 500 for each ticket for both days. So I think it was like a G-bar that he had to drop, and I'm hoping it's not more than double that. I'm really hoping. I don't watch wrestling no more, but I would have went last year. Yeah, for sure. That thing was epic. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, then what if it's The Rock and Roman Reigns? Like, I'm just saying, like, it could be The Rock and Roman Reigns in Vegas. Who knows? The possibilities are endless. Yeah, the only reason I watched recently was because of The Rock. Once he left, it was over for me. Yeah, and I think once he gets done filming that UFC movie or whatever it is that he's filming, I'm pretty sure it's a UFC movie, he's supposed to be coming back. I don't know exactly when that is. And now John Cena's said that he's going to be coming back. I just like screaming the Cena sucks. Like when we would go to the actual events, like John Cena's so popular, he would come out and there'd be half the chant, let's go Cena. And then the other half of the people, Cena sucks. I would be on the Cena sucks side. Pam said we couldn't afford to go to Link, and he wanted to go as soon as he told us about it. Tickets are way out of control. And it was the same. Better start saving. Yeah, I mean, I opened a credit card that has 18 months free interest just because I know that I may need to throw some of it on that one. And I'll pay that off over a year and a half. Well, I mean, less than a year and a half. But yeah, they're going to be expensive. And you don't have to buy, Derek, you don't have to buy the 2-day tickets. You could buy just a 1-day ticket. But I feel like most are, well, I'm not even going to say most. I don't even know. Like, if there's 100,000 people that go, fuck if I know how many actually go to like both days. But I bet that there's a bunch of people who go to both days. But then, you know, there's a bunch of people who can only afford to go to 1 day. Pam said, that's what I should have done. Damn. Yeah, I mean, I was already thinking about it. I legit, like, it's only like $1,500. But, like, if it's under $1,500 anywhere, boom, it's all going on that credit card. And I got a year and a half to pay it off. I mean, a little bit less than a year and a half. But, yeah, for sure. For sure. Because we got to go. There is no not going to this. Like, I've literally been waiting my entire life. When it was in 2020, before it got canceled, that was the one where I was really going to go. Like, I was doing pretty decent financially. Like, at that point, everything got canceled due to COVID. Like, even SoFi Stadium, like, I have a family member that literally lives like 10 minutes away. So it would be like, I was just going to go, like, stay at their house, you know, and then we would, like, Uber or something to there. But yeah, that changed everything. And then when they did do the Hollywood WrestleMania, I didn't even live in SoCal anymore. And then at that point I wasn't really doing that great, like, financially, so I wouldn't have been able to afford it, like, at all anyways. So, like, the stars are kind of aligning right now, at least for me being able to go. I know it might not be aligning for everybody, and you best believe I'm gonna be getting a crazy amount of content from down there, that's for sure. Doug said, am I high? I see two bongs and two Alexes. Happy Taco Tuesday. We're right here and we're right here. Damn, Derek said, yeah, geez, I didn't know they were that much. Yeah, and I don't know if he was sitting all the way up in the nosebleeders. Like, that's a thing that I don't know. I mean, I know Hollywood, like, he loves wrestling. Like, this motherfucker, he already booked a hotel in Vegas so he could come to WrestleMania next year. Him and his wife, like, man. And I know he's living his best life right now. That's fucking awesome. And but yeah, me and Noble, we're gonna go. Noble's so excited, so fucking spoiled, man. The first year that he starts, like, he wasn't super into wrestling, like, at all before this year, and it took us getting the video game and then him learning more about characters and stuff because of WrestleMania Showcase Edition in the 2K game. And then now, all of a sudden, the next year, he's going to be able to be at WrestleMania. Tina said, I went to Levi Stadium WrestleMania with my dad and my sister. My dad will always watch wrestling. It's fucking awesome. I didn't even have to pay for the tickets. My sister did. Man, lucky. I don't have any cool family members like that. I would have to be the cool family member for that to happen for anybody. And yeah, it's only happening for Noble. I mean, if Regal was older, I know Vanessa would want to go, but she was like, no, Regal's like literally going to be 1 year old. And she was like, how long is it going to be each day? I'm like, man, it's going to be long each day, getting there early for whatever, you know, pre-game activities we get going there. And I know they have a whole bunch of things that you're going to, like, that are going to be set up for WWE. And man, a week long worth of events. Like, I don't even know what kind of events, but it's going to be just like how Comic-Con has all the events, like, leading up to it. Like, man, I can't wait for all the different events that are going to be going on. Noble's probably going to be pissed because I bet there's going to be some events that are just going to be 21 and up that he won't be able to be a part of. But I'm definitely going to try to go to the different press conferences. Like, remember, like, they had press conferences and The Rock was asking questions. If we get in the front somehow and you're a kid, you might be able to ask a question. Like, that would be so fucking cool if we got to a press conference and Noble got to ask, like, The Rock or Cody Rhodes or some shit a question. That would be super cool. Tina said it wasn't bad. We got three floor tickets next to the ramp for like $520. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, even that last year, I mean, I don't know where he was sitting, but he, I mean, $250 a day, you know, I mean, you're talking just one day. I mean, that's, well, wait, $520 total or $520 each, either way. I mean, it's WrestleMania. Shit's going to be money. Toyota One in the house. What up, bro? Answering questions, smoking weed, talking wrestling right now. And yeah, just gonna, it's just going to be a habit of making the shows, the fantasy Q&A. Got to start building up the, let people know that there's not going to be a channel that answers more questions than this channel throughout the year. Tino said, 520 total, it costs $200 a day now. Yeah. I mean, shit, you're talking about 10 years ago at this point, bro. 10 years ago. WrestleMania was not as hyped. Like, the Levi one, like, I mean, that was the one Ronda Rousey was there. We knew The Rock was going to come there. Pretty sure that was the one where Gronk was there, made the run in. But yeah, wrestling was not like, it's on a trajectory. Like, wrestling has always kind of been like this, if nothing else, where it's like a slow little rise. But like right now, I mean, it's a lot more popular right now than it's really ever been. It's crazy. And so they're definitely, when it comes to the ticket prices, that makes a difference as well. And it depends on the stadium. The reason why Vegas is one of the highest ticket prices on average per any NFL team is only 6,500 seats or 65,000 seats in the stadium. Uncle Jerry World, some of these other ones, you know, 100,000. You know, I mean, it's insane. I mean, when WrestleMania was at Uncle Jerry World, yeah, they had over 100,000 people in attendance. That shit's wild. That shit is wild. And let's see what Levi holds total. Oh, shit. No way. Levi Stadium, only 6,800. They said it's it's expandable to 75,000 also to host major events. So I'm sure it was up to the 75,000 capacity for WrestleMania because, you know, they put seats on the ground. It's not the whole football field. Yeah, it is about the same as the Niners. Dang. Why are the prices so much more, Tino? People don't like the Niners as much as they like the Raiders? Because I don't even know if they're considering it like the highest price on average, if that is if that's based on like resellers. Because I know that there's, I mean, you can't even really get games to like Raider games like without them being a reseller. Yeah, it might be kind of smart though. I wonder when you could buy the individual tickets. I wonder if I should just start buying some individual tickets for whatever games, because whatever it is, someone's gonna pay it. Like, I wouldn't get stuck with the tickets. Yeah, 58 days to kickoff. Let's go. Officially less than 2 months. Officially less than 2 months. Let's go. I'll smoke to that. Let's go. Tino said, I seen them both. Yeah, I went because of our man. His real name is John, but his sleeper name is Jerry Swallows. Because of Jerry Swallows, I got to go to Allegiant Stadium last year. And we saw the Chiefs versus the Raiders. And it was super cool. I'd been willing it into existence since I got here in 2022. I'm not going to pay for a game to go see the Raiders. Like, someone is going, like, I'm going to get cool enough to where someone is going to invite me to a game and say, hey, I got an extra ticket. Why don't you come? And one of their friends like backed out. And so he had an extra ticket and was like, hey, I got an extra ticket. You want to come? And I was like, fuck yeah. It worked. Tia said, I think I've been to every professional stadium in California. Okay. Well, and then seeing, like, okay, I forgot about hockey, but hockey isn't a stadium, right? Hockey is arenas. Hockey is not in stadiums. Like, randomly, they've had those games where it was, like, outdoor Christmas games, you know, or whatever, and it's, like, at a football stadium. Tino said Padres Stadium has slept on. Hella nice. Yeah, and, I mean, at this point, it's an old stadium. I mean, it was built in 2003. I remember that shit. It was like, that's when it opened. Well, I mean, that's when it opened was 2003. They got dope ass food there, man. Like, they really do. Like, Phil's Barbecue. You can get Phil's Barbecue. The place that I think is the best barbecue spot in San Diego. The place that made it on Man versus Food. You know, when they had Man versus Food back in the day, and he would go to all the cities around and he would go show off, like, before TikTok and all this shit, like, existed. We had. damn it. What was his name? Adam something. I can't remember. Adam something. And he would go around to all the big cities and he would showcase three restaurants, that he thought were super dope. And it would, and the last restaurant would always be like a food challenge. And, Broken Yoke, like, I know they got a bunch now, but it originated in San Diego, and it was the 16 omelet challenge or some shit like that. I can't remember if he finished it or not, but they went to, Lucha Libre, which is a Mexican restaurant. That's like, Lucha Libre fucking, you know, Lucha fucking themed. And that's why he went there, and he got to sit at like the gold table or whatever that you have to like reserve. And Phil's Barbecue, okay, those are the two places that he put on the map, and both of those places are in Petco Park as places that you can go frequent. So yeah, even just if you go to Petco Park and you want a taste of San Diego, eat at Lucha Libre and eat at Phil's Barbecue, and that's two of the best spots that you can eat at in town. And I know there's a lot of people who think Lucha Libre is overrated. And to some extent, it might be overrated, but they got good ass burritos. And like, that's really what it comes down to. They got good ass burritos. And Tio said, honestly, I think Padres and San Fran Giants are the best stadiums I've ever been to. I like it. Yeah. I mean, San Fran, I mean, somewhat new. I guess it's more than 20 years old at this point. But yeah, taxpayers did good paying for that. Food is hella good and it's clean. There you go. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Like, I mean, feel like baseball is secondary, like when it comes to like the experience. Like, you gotta have good food, gotta have good drinks. There's gotta be, like, you know, it's gotta be fun to walk around, you know. Like, I've been to the ones where it's like, it's not fun to walk around, and like, that's like half the fun is like walking to find your seats, but you like walk around the whole stadium because like you're interested in what's there. And some of these stadiums don't have shit, just bullshit fucking just bullshit food stands, regular beer stands, you know. Like, see it like at the Padre games, like, you know, they got all the different bars and shit like that where you can get the cocktails. Cause I don't even drink beer like that. And I don't want to get no $12 beer or whatever. I mean, I'd rather get a $12 cocktail or something. And Toyota once said, damn, I forgot about the dude, Man versus Food. I used to watch that show a bunch of my boozing days. Come on, man. Like, the Travel Channel, like, we didn't have TikTok back then. We had the Travel Channel. Like, that was how you found out about shit. Like, like, come on. Like, I mean, now we just go to TikTok. Like, back then you did research in advance, not knowing what you were doing research for. Just one day you might go to these cities and you want to know a good spot to eat. He put us on to three of them. Tino said the lobster sandwich at San Fran so fucking good. I like it. And I said lobster and garlic and toast. And he said, fuck, I want one now. Tino said baseball is the best sport to attend. Yeah, maybe. 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 Tino said, shout out to Anthony Bourdain. Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the last baseball games that I went to, I went because there was a Nelly concert afterwards. That shit was fun. And yeah, it was wild. It was wild. Everybody was ready for Nelly. Like, I remember we were in like, so for those who haven't been to Petco Park, there is the field. And then You got the big bullpen that's like straight back in the outfield. It's like in left center field. And then behind the bullpen, there's a huge ass wall. And on the other side of that wall, it's a big, it's a huge big screen. And so there's people who sit, they call it the park in the park. And it's like a huge ass grassy area, a place where they have a little, a mini wiffle ball, a little mini wiffle ball field and shit where kids can go hit and all that. And it's pretty much the place where like you buy tickets for like $1 or $2, whatever it is, might be $5 now, but it's hella cheap. It's like nothing, but you don't have an assigned seat. You just have to be, you have to be somewhere in this park in the park like area. And that's where Nelly was doing the concert. And so we were in like the fifth or sixth inning. I already see people like start to walk towards like there. They want to have like the good spots. And because there's no seating, it's just like, you know, just a standing concert. And so we leave at like maybe like the seventh inning to go start walking over there. It was already packed. It was already fucking packed. Yeah, Tina said, you're in though. Dope. Hell yeah. For like nothing, right? Like nothing. I mean, literally, like could be $5. I don't know. Maybe like I remember when they first started, it was like park in the park tickets were like literally $1. Like that's how crazy it was. Literally $1. And then I think, you know, after 15 years or so, maybe it went up to like $5. Inflation's killing. But yeah, Tito said, yeah, that little area is dope. Plus, I like that too. And that's where the concert was going on. And I did not want to be in the middle of all that craziness. Like we just stood off. We stood off to the side where we had a good view of everything. And either way, I mean, it's a concert. You can fucking hear fine. And what Derek say? He said, the news just came out. Dak said absolutely nothing wrong with his ankle. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I never really thought there was. There's no guarantee that that was Dak in that picture that I saw. It's just a light-skinned brother who was walking, and he had a hat on. Couldn't even see if he was completely bald. And there's no guarantee that that was Dak. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Teams of Warriors do something similar. They have an area like that too, but they do nothing with it. The Warriors, I mean, what the like the arena? What do they have at the arena? But they have a whole like grassy area and shit like that. I went to T-Mobile Arena for the WNBA game, Aces versus Caitlin Clark, and it was okay. I didn't do too much walking around. Like, I don't know. I was filming stuff, and then I was uploading videos and shit. Like, I was working, like, while I was there. And, yeah, I think I got a water, and that was it. I didn't even want to deal with the lines. Lines were so fucking long for to get the food and stuff. I'm telling you, man, there was just light-skinned brother, Derek. There was no guarantee that that was Dak in that picture. I said it from the start. Said it from the start. We can't even see his fucking face. I'm not just going to classify, say that any light-skinned brother who's like a similar build to Dak with a hat on, with a sweater on, and, you know, said so they build a little community, and it's like shopping centers around the arena. Okay, for the Warriors. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, like, because even all that stuff in Petco Park, I mean, that's like actually in the stadium, you know, inside the stadium grounds. And but yeah, I mean, once Petco, like downtown San Diego changed, like I know I was only 17 in 2003 when it opened up, but I'd been around downtown before a lot of different times. And like, you know, there was a couple clubs and stuff. There wasn't all the food places like there are now. Like now there's like an insane, like every single business in like, you know, 5th and 6th Street is like all restaurants. And like closer you get to Petco, fucking bars like all over the place, you know, like that didn't used to be like that. Like they put that stadium there that completely changed downtown San Diego. And I lived in downtown San Diego 1 year in some lofts like there. And I knew like guys that I went to high school with, like worked at the club and were security. Felt super cool because on my 420 missions, like, you know, I would meet people there And it's cool because they would just like let me in through the side. Like I would bypass like the whole line and everything. When before I went on house arrest, still one of the stupidest decisions that I ever made, but it was one of the coolest nights of my life. When I had like a going away party that I threw for myself when I was going on house arrest, wanted to do it big, and just had a party at the club, invited a bunch of people. And we even had an NBA player who was in attendance at this party. Didn't last too long in the NBA, but he was from San Diego State. And it was so cool because, like, if you were there for my party, like, you literally came to the side door of the club and said, I'm here for Alex's party, and you got let in. And it was super fucking dope. I felt like the shit. And, I was jumping on top of the couches. And when there was that one point, I mean, we're going alcohol, and then we switched to champagne. And I had the Dom P bottle, and I'm jumping on the couch and shit, drinking straight out of the bottle. I got another bottle for all the peasants to take their glass, and I just drank the whole bottle of Dom P to myself, pretty much the whole bottle. I think I got through like 3/4 of it. Fucking drank way too much of that shit. And I'm jumping on top of the couch, and one of the security guards, like he kind of taps me. He's like, "Hey, bro, can you and your buddy?" He's like, "Yeah, you think you can not jump on the couch?" And I was like, "Man, did they tell you how much I'm spending on all this shit?" And he was like, all right, you could jump on the couch." And he was like, "Can you tell your buddy to get down though?" And I was like, "Man, your security tells us to get down." And felt so cool that night. And I was the big spender. They said I had the high table that night. It was like a Wednesday or a Thursday. Like, it wasn't like, I made sure I wasn't going on a Friday or a Saturday. I think they even raised prices and shit like on certain days. And I think it was like a Thursday. And Bake said, "Bro, that Scientology documentary on Netflix is crazy. Ron Hubbard is a straight hustler." He said, "It's called Clear, huh?" I mean, we know Scientology is a big hustle. It's been I was gonna say stealing money, but people willingly give their money. Clear. I haven't heard of it. But yeah, Scientology, man, that shit's ridiculous. Tina said, "I believe in you, Tom Cruise." Yeah, man. I mean, shit. We've seen him do it in Mission Impossible 1, 2, 3, 4. It's like there's nothing that this man cannot do. All right. Dang it. All right. Someone who can't pay through Zelle, I mean, who can't pay through League Safe, just sent me some money. Go pay for them. All right. Yeah, so it's like there's no mission that is impossible for him. Yeah, I mean, even after Mission Impossible 1, we already knew that. Like, this guy could tackle the world. Yeah, so did Ricky Bobby. Look where it got him. Oh, we got a trade. We got a trade. 1208 for the 1306 and the 1607. Kind of blah. Kind of blah. And Zeb, yeah, said, let me check on the hotel discount for you, bro. Bro, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Said, either I can get it for you. Let me see if I can give you the link so you do it under your name. Yeah, I mean, if I could do it under my name, I mean, I'd probably be better because unless you're there, like, I don't know if I'd be able to get in. Tina said, in the winning circle. Cole Trickle was a better driver anyways. Come on, man. Cole, like, he's the man. Always going to the outside, except that one time. I said, like the Pac-Man t-shirt. Oh, yeah, we're repping. Started watching a Workaholics last night. Pretty funny. What? You've never seen Workaholics before? Oh, man. This is fucking awesome, bro. Like, all the seasons aren't amazing, but, I mean, I've gone back and watched all of them, and, I mean, they're still... All of them are good. The first couple, though, are fucking great. And Tina said, I need a hotel hookup. Man, Zeb's the man. I appreciate you. I'm going down to SoCal for an all-you-can-smoke smoke session. They did have to put it in quotations, up to an ounce, because of dispensary limits or whatever, up to an ounce. But, yeah, it's going to be dope. So Zeb, he's helping me out with the, hotel. I appreciate you, bro. And it's, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's the 27th. If you live in SoCal and, around the 27th of June, not June, 27th of July. Yeah, I know tickets are still available. It's in San Fernando Valley. It's in the Valley. They say, where at? No invite. Hey, I'm giving people the invite right now. Literally found out about this yesterday and maybe 2 days ago. Yeah, just found out about all this. So it's all just coming into play like now. I mean, the ticket was only $70 and it's a 420 podcaster. What is it? Adam Ill. And he's been talking about it for a few weeks and I was interacting with the posts on Twitter. And, but yeah, Bakes, I don't know what you're doing on the 27th. I mean, it's a couple weeks away, so got a few weeks to plan. It said 4 to 11, and, yeah, it's in SFV. I'm flying into the Burbank Airport. Way cheaper than going into LAX, and a lot closer as well. But yeah, it is, it's going to be fun. I don't know everything that's going to be going on, but I know I'm going to be creating content. I'm sure we're going to be live streaming a little bit from down there. I mean, I'm not going to bring like any of my equipment, so it'd be just live streaming with my phone and my mics, but got a dope mic setup though now. And Toyota One said that's 4.5 hours away from me. Hey, I mean, maybe we can upgrade the hotel and we can all split it instead of getting, because I know right now I'm getting just, it's just one room with one bed. But I mean, shit, maybe we could get the one with two beds, get a rollout bed in there. And then, man, well, then we could split it three ways. That's even better. More money to spend on other things. It's July 27th. It's a Saturday. And Tino said bunk beds, not just bunk beds. Come on, bro. I'm sure it would be like two queen size beds. And then one of the rollaway cots. That's how you can get three beds in the same room. Yeah, so much room for activities. But yeah, so 420 crew members, yeah, if you're in SoCal and you'd be interested in something like that, and yeah, San Fernando Valley, it's in LA. It's like north of Hollywood and all that. I'm going to go Friday and Saturday. So that's what I'm going to get the room for Friday night. So I don't have to wake up. I would have to wake up hella early to get on a flight. I did not want to fucking do that. Big said I might meet you there with my wife. All right. Let me. I'll send you the link just in case, just so you have it, of where you can buy the tickets. Because I'm pretty sure you got to get them in advance. Where the hell is it? Well, I guess I'll just throw it in the link. I'll throw the link in here. Yep, no worries, Bakes. If you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. That it'd be cool either way. Yeah, I'm going either way. I already got the ticket. I'm waiting on Zeb to see if he can help me with the discount and everything. Oh man. Yeah, who's going to be there? There's going to be a couple people performing. Chris the Glove Taylor, Salam Rec, The Loonies. I mean, that's the only one I recognize. Fitted Santana, Michael Gabriel, and it says, and many more. And yeah, there's a whole all you can smoke menu. You do got to be 21 and up to go, which I know Bakes and his wife are. But yeah, throwing that out there. And then it says up to 28 grams. So I wonder if they like, that's one thing that I got to ask them too. Like if like, you know, do you got to bring your own papers? Are they going to have them? Cause like, I feel like I can't just rip like an ounce worth of bowls. I mean, I don't know. I just don't smoke big enough bowls. Like it would take forever. You can never be a T-Rex dad. It's impossible. Man, I don't even like Step Brothers. So I know that I'm sure these are all quotes like from there. I've never heard of this before. Do they have this anywhere else? So this is a specific podcaster who's like throwing this event. So this isn't like, I've heard of another guy who's doing something similar in Detroit and in the beginning of August, but I'm trying to get more in the 420 content creator scene and, you know, just kind of network with these guys. And so, yeah, literally the ticket that I'm getting, it's only $60 round trip. I mean, I got to get it today. I'm sure Tuesdays are the cheapest days to get them, but yeah, literally like $60 and some change for round trip tickets. I'm in Vegas and yeah, I feel like if I can get round trip ticket and just for me, and it's like, you know, just I'm going to make a trip to some of these random places. Pam said, send him to Philly. I know Derek would like that. We'll see. I'm sure a lot more of these guys are, you know, they're going to be popping up doing things. It's just a fun way to get people involved. And I'm sure like the people who are donating the weed, I'm sure it's either dispensaries or different brands or like whatever, you know? So it's marketing for everybody. Because the tickets weren't even that much. It was like $70 like for the ticket. And you get to get up to an ounce of weed. Like, I mean, unless the weed's trash, like I'm sure that like I'll be fine with what's going on. If it's trash weed, now that's that's gonna be another thing. Whoa. Woo. Oh man. I was the one. I was the one. Yeah, Pam said, yeah, marketing. Hey, if you're in a legal weed state, like, I know that these guys are able to do stuff like that for marketing purposes, right? Always. Woo. All right. This is a good Q&A session. About an hour and a half down. Answered a lot of questions today. Let me see. I think I feel like I have another video or two. Oh, yeah. Check this out. I got two videos about Bronny. What up, Kelly? Said, loving your IDP videos. Wondering what rounds you should start your defense. It depends on what league. A lot of times, I wait until I fill up the offensive spots unless I feel like I'm getting a guy like at like really good value, because I feel like there's so many IDP players that we can get. I mean, you kind of got to force yourself, you know, unless you're going to pay up for one of like the top guys. And if you're getting one of the top guys, I'd be okay with it in like the eighth or the ninth round, especially even if you had like an extra eighth or ninth pick. Like, yeah, I'd probably be doing that. Because I can get a zip of decent herb for 60 to 80 bucks. Now wax is another story. Yeah. And I mean, just especially in California. Yeah, definitely. But is that at a dispensary? Or is that from, you know, from networking? How about that? Yeah, no problem, Kelly. Kick ass in the draft.
Know if people really understand Bronny. He doesn't care. I actually cared a little bit when I came there. I wanted people to like me, and some of the things that people were saying about me kind of bothered me early on in my career. I let it get to me. Bronny doesn't give a f-. He works his tail off. When he's done, he goes home and plays his video game. He does not care about nobody's. His dad will say something.
Yeah.
Bronny does not care. Like me personally, when I was coming up, I had no choice. I had to make it out. Like I had no choice. I had to make it out for me, my mom, my family. Bronny has all the choices in the world.
See, he's got all the choices in the world. Oh man, Toyota one, that was hilarious. Do you like that Bronny spoof video I sent you? Yeah, that was so funny. And then we got some other guys with some opinions. We got Mace and Cameron talking about them.
Look, you know, they're my niggas, but we gonna call it like we said. Nigga ain't play good. Secondly, how's the second game and you hurt? You fuckers 18, 19 years old. You can't be hurt the second game of the season. Come on. Secondly, yo, nephew, look, I don't like all the smiling. It's too much smiling for me. I don't like all that out there, hunky. Hey, nah, get, man, come on, man. What the fuck, nigga? Get that shit your pops got. Pause. I'm going to keep on. I don't like it, nephew. I don't like it. I don't like you hurt. It's only the second game. You're playing up there in Golden State. I don't like it. I don't like your field goal percentage.
Whoever's telling you to be polite, it ain't time to be polite. Niggas is on your neck. Oh, go see the movie Spartan or 300. When the little boy said they wanted to put him in Spartan, LeBron, they left him on the mountain with the wolf. And if you come back, nigga, you in. It's that simple. And if you die out there, you don't belong out here. We might need to take you with us to the hood for the summer and then bring you back and say, okay, he ready now. You need a girlfriend named Lakeisha and all that.
Yeah.
Ronika and them. You need to be with Ronika and them. Then go back to the Lakers. That's murder, you know.
Talk about.
Yeah, he need to be talking to Pumpkin and them. We'll bring him back, right? I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, spend the summer with us in Harlem, nigga. Shit, and then he could come back different. Savannah might try to shoot us, nigga. Fuck y'all did to my son.
He just want the best for him, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Savages. savages. Just some funny videos I found when I was browsing the internet. I'm going to try to do that. Make sure to bring some videos so we got our pulse on the neck of what pop culture is doing at all times. All right. I'm going to get up out of here. Appreciate you guys rocking. I think on the Tuesdays and Thursdays, you know, those will be the Q&A sessions. So makes it a little easier. And yeah, we got the Operation Pipe Dreamers going down today at 4:20 West Coast time. I'll share the link when we get that, when I have that a little bit later, and we might be live streaming. I think we're doing that down at New Woo. It's one of the cannabis lounges. And yeah, just be on the lookout for all that. Should be a little later today. Shout out the producers of the show, all our 420 crew Patreon members, the All Access members, the Elite members, all the Superstar members, our Ultimate members. We appreciate you guys. Appreciate you guys. But Bake says, said Brian, you're gonna pull a Carlton. B note. That'd be fucking hilarious. All right. Peace out, guys. Until next time. We'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember. Forever, the night they play the Titans.
Here comes the hoo-hoo. 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 Y'all don't really want me now.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.